Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
I so moved.
Seconder?
Seconder.
Got it. Adoption of the minutes. Motion? Seconder?
Okay.
Okay. Business arising from the minutes, the action items that came out of our last meeting, Randy does an excellent job by comparing this. This is actually, a great tool, right? So basically, there it is. That's what we talked about last time. Who's supposed to do what? So thanks, Randy.
I think I'm going to get the credit for that one. I just followed her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
She got it all set up for
me. Thank you both. So, okay, let's start from the top. Howard, to discuss the entertainment alternatives with Matt, the Pike Band, Black Moon Valley, and I've just written one in the Belly Dancers. That was the third one. And so we're not going to be sure about that. So that will have to go forward. But we did talk last time about the Pike Band starting at noon, the Black Moon Valley at 12:45, and the Belly Dancers, we'll find out. But they are confirmed, so they are coming. So that's good. Ann was going to look into the sidewalk art availability. Anything on that one, Ann?
Yeah, no, he's available. But I'm wondering if it would be possible one day to meet someone with a bit more experience. This is my first time helping with Beach Day. Just to go down and sort of figure out where and what he might contribute. Like if you want to put signage on the pavement that says food this way or entertainment this way or have a nice day or whatever, anybody that would be willing to go with me would be appreciated, and I can arrange that with the chalk artist.
Okay, do we have any volunteers to?
Mm-hmm.
Peter?
No. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, Peter.
That'd be great. Okay, so the shuttle. I did go over to the Berwick after our last meeting, and they thought of continuous transport. Like one thing we discussed at the last meeting was maybe we have a schedule like every half hour at the Berwick, the other half hour down at the waterfront, and they thought they'd be happy to just keep it going, just keep it revolving. And it is a 16-person, so that's pretty good.
Can I just, I think we're on page two there, Tom. Are we, should we start on page one?
We're on the action list.
Okay, I can have this on the agenda. So I just got the action list from April 19th. And I'm having trouble. Oh, all of that.
Oh, okay.
So are you on the entertainment side of the page?
Yeah, very tough.
Okay, so if we turned it over and went to page one, should we start there?
Is that
the one that's titled action list from April 19th?
Well, let's see. Which one? So we've got two.
To me, that's page two. And we're starting halfway through the meeting. I was having trouble following the agenda.
Okay.
So if we went back to sponsorship, action list from April 19th and started from the beginning.
I don't know if we're doing the action list, so I think he's following.
Okay. The agenda.
Okay.
Then I
don't have it.
I don't have it, so my apologies. Okay,
okay.
I'll look it up.
You have a third one of them?
Or three?
No, don't worry. I see what happened. My bad here.
So that action list actually came out of our minutes from the previous meeting, I think.
Oh, April 19th. Okay,
yeah.
No, that's cool. Okay. Sorry, my bad.
You're good?
Yep.
Okay. Did everybody else have the right action list?
I was asking my president to come. I didn't realize this was a full-on committee.
Yeah, I have from what I got from Bridget was the action list. I didn't get an agenda from Bridget or Brandy.
Oh, it's online. The agenda. So when they send you the link, email.
Okay, I just opened the attachment. I just printed off the attachment. My bad.
Oh,
I've got it now. Okay, so thank you. I'll just follow on.
Just so everybody knows, when you get the email, the agenda is there, the action items, and the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay.
Right, so you have to...
Agenda. And now I'm clicking the link on the agenda. Got it.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry.
Okay, no, that's good. That's good for everybody. Okay, so the shuttle. Do we need an additional shuttle? Or do we think that the Berwick 16 passenger will be enough? David and I chatted a little bit.
I just did looking at the numbers. Kind of about, I think, 150 odd people used it last time we had this year. So you take 16, you divide it by a number of times you go around. And is it on fast? So it takes what? 20 minutes to go around? Maybe more? Half an hour? You go 4 hours? So 8 or 9, 10 trips, 16, 160. You're on the edge, I think, right? It depends if they bring more from Berwick, right? If they have a load on them, you might get to 180. In this case, you probably wouldn't have enough seat capacity to make a round. That's my only thing I'm thinking anyway. I'm just thinking seat capacity and how long it takes to make the loop.
Are the Gardens providing their own transport?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Berwick was indicating that they won't know until I asked, how many do you think? I have no idea how many people are going to, you know, actually on the day. Say, yeah, let's go.
I'd feel happy if we had one more, you know, van to give us an extra capacity because people don't like standing, you know, all the van. Then you get kind of they come and complain to us about it. So, I don't know, it's a matter of insurance and it costs money to rent a van for the day. You've got to get a driver and insurance. But.
See, part of it is, you know, like, I know that in the past there's been some cranky pants about, you know, I'm waiting too long for the shuttle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not Expo 86. You know, it's nobody's catching an airplane, and it's a free shuttle.
Free services, yeah.
Right? And so it's sort of demanding to expect that that thing be here. I don't know.
I mean, we find out this one big bus. Who's going to be the bus coordinator?
Yeah. Do we have a volunteer?
Volunteer. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just not going to know until we actually do it, right?
But then what are the alternatives that we have to rent something?
Yeah, you have to rent a van, as we did last time.
So
you know, 6-7 passenger van, so you have 850 people capacity, you know, so... I say with one bus, that big bus, we're on the right at where the demand we had in the past. So
that's it. With climate initiative and with the price of gas and first year back after pandemic, I should hold on. In my humble opinion, hold on to one bus. That's the way they have to wait. They can walk down there, but really.
Well, see, it's kind of, to my mind, it would be the older crowd that would probably warrant getting a ride down there, as opposed to a young family, they have to park down again somewhere and walk a little ways.
Exactly.
They're not going to care.
Were you talking about Peter when you mentioned the older crowd?
I know in the past in the complications, volunteers have actually jumped into their own cause and taken people up because the protest is so vigorous.
Really?
So, yeah. People get very demanding to get tied down.
They
want to ride back up. And it's not here. But yeah, people get very demanding. The expectations. I'm okay with that as long as I'm not the one on the but they get cranky. It's not reasonable. So I don't even go out with the shuttle and try it out. And that's what happens.
Well, that's right. Kind of was wondering about a schedule. But the schedule will go out the window. Once we get an hour into it, it'll be all completely.
Well, and by having continuous, we're likely to be able to move more people than having it scheduled.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about the route? So we discussed that before.
Yeah.
Well, let me continue this. Now, we know where it is down there. Where does it end up here?
Right in front of the Berwick. And that's what they're thinking anyway.
Sure.
And they would have a sign. They all have a sign. I've got a couple of open house sandwich boards. One we've used them for things as sponsors in the past, but we could use an extra one of those or something, but, you know, but just thinking on a Sunday, parking would be actually really good here.
Well, I'm sure how much support that we have the insert for them too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we can sign the heck out of it.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the thinking, is on a Sunday, lots of parking out there.
I was just going to ask Tony, you know where those signs were that we had instructed you on, Howard and I?
Years ago, what did they look like?
Well, there's a sign out there. Broad base on them, I think there's an X at the bottom, to identify where the bus stopped out there. Transportation.
And where was the bus stopping? Sorry, I was at the school bus garage.
Oh, okay.
Bus garage.
I can look at Public Works. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll
check both locations out.
Yeah. We've been moving stuff around.
I'm sure
trying to organize quality. So.
And you can get lost.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Anyways, I will check. So we're looking for bus stop signs.
Yeah, there's that below.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like out of made out of chloroplast or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, there's two
buses. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. That'd be great.
Tom, if I can just add a comment about the shuttle. If we find that it is backed up, maybe we could change the route and have them go back at Memorial. Maybe, you know, a little bit of traffic control, get the van back out and turn left along the highway, and then that would cut another 5 minute circle tour. Just a thought.
Yeah, they need to turn around. They need to do a U-turn somewhere.
Yeah, they do.
Like if they're coming down Memorial, they hang a left at the water, drop off at the shore.
That's the moment. Yeah, and they just do a U right there.
They need to do a U-turn.
Well, maybe we just need one traffic person there that stops traffic so that they can do a U-turn. Maybe that's a simpler solution.
Can we do that, Tony? Highway? Stop traffic?
We could. Traffic control is expensive. It's a long day.
Yeah.
It's double time. Minimum 6 hours. So that, you know, we would build that, so. Be $2,000.
You could just lie down on the ground.
You could just lie down.
I would. No.
Because it is 1980, right?
It's 2022.
Right.
Yeah, that's the difference, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea to do it either.
Yeah, but people.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
It should be.
We've done it before, but I don't know if it went over very well.
It gets really busy.
It does.
Like, it's kind of non-stop cars.
Yeah. I mean,
I just thought if it were backed up, that might be an option just to keep it going a little bit quicker. And, 19A is not a highway. It's not. It's owned by the town, so we have control over whether we want to close it or whatever. Whereas the Memorial is not. We need permission to stop traffic on that. And that's my understanding anyways.
If we could keep the area near the boat ramp clear to have a wide area for the bus to come in, like designate that as a bus stop area, somehow keep it clear.
Keep the motorcycles out of there.
Yeah. And if they could swing, like pull in and then basically sort of realign and back up so they're backing into the boat ramp, but not quite, but so they're facing south, then it wouldn't be a U-turn. It would be more of like, okay, they're deciding to turn left rather than. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's so congested in there.
It is.
It's tricky.
It is difficult to keep the motorcycles out.
Yeah.
So they can just sneak in.
You can get motorcycles that they need.
Who's
that
guy?
I know.
Does anybody here own a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Give them a spot a little to the right.
Yeah.
And say, that's motorcycle parking.
Yeah.
And you make your bus turn here. It's kind of
cool. We've done motorcycle parking for the show. Times it's over here. Yeah. Sure.
We can do this. We'll start with the house.
You can talk to your brethren. Your brethren cyclists.
It's like
pros.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like the idea of having a loop here. If you possibly know, it's we've done it in the past, but it's not surprised it worked very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people understand the bus is journey, and they stop, and you just make a U, because it saves so much time.
Yeah, you could do an alternate route. I don't know where your stops are or your pickups, but you can come down the crescent and down Bay Street. Like, do reverse. Instead of heading down Memorial, head down Bay Street, turn right. I guess you stop the crescent.
Then you gotta get on the wall.
Yeah, okay. Scrap that.
And that's a nasty turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Hard to say. That it would do a U-turn on the highway or block traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You're not blocking traffic. You're just saying, hold on a second, the bus makes a turn, they go back up. We have done it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the driver's going to have to make that determination anyway, so whatever you say may be moot.
Right. Again, we should make the point, ask them what they think. So they will inject the turn, but they rather make a longer turn.
Yeah.
Is it their safety, their van, their...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe we just wing it and see how we go?
It's a detail.
Okay. Okay, next up was Peter Drummond, who located shuttle signage, and we talked about that with Tony.
Tony, are the other signs too, Peter, that might be hiding in the same spot? The town signage that we bust over.
Didn't we have a banner? Like something up high?
Ask good questions. Like banners.
We did have a banner.
Did we have a banner? Hung on the trees or something.
I think we put it over the beach washroom, or across the beach washroom.
Across the beach town down there, yeah.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We've got flags. We've got all the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
The little steamers.
Mm-hmm.
They must be somewhere. I think we can use other events too.
But I'm thinking verbal storage. We have storage up by the fire department, by the fire hall.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just add and banner to the shuttle signage and banner?
And Tony, also the banner up on Highway 4, you know, with the turnaround up there. So that was blocked out with Freeman?
We have put an application for it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know who else is having an event at that time. Or
yeah, so you have a banner for that one, obviously. It requires
a beach day banner. Yeah, we have to change the date on it. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
But an application has to go in to have that banner installed, so someone will have to do that.
I think we checked. I don't think there's any events immediately around that time.
Right.
I don't think so. I didn't check that before. We said we did that.
Okay. Yeah.
At that time.
It's at the town's discretion when it goes up and for how long. Yeah.
But we just need to change the date.
Okay. So who does that?
Of course we do.
You want to check going on?
Yeah, sure.
But then who signs maybe on that?
Yeah. Usually just a vinyl sticker.
Okay, and then we've got more on the shuttle signage at the Berwick and the waterfront boat ramp. You know, I think we've covered that off. Peter, Oceanside Suite is a power source.
Oh, well, that's taking care of that. And I thought that was my job. I guess so I probably spoke to Ken Shelley, or his wife, and I said, okay.
Okay.
So only I know how to gain access to that.
Okay.
Only you can call the
power. That's the power.
That's very tricky, man. Yeah? You have to go around that glass wall to get that.
Oh,
wow. You know, we also need a 100-foot.
Hey, Tony. Yes. We need a 100-foot power cable for the Oceanside Suites. So.
Okay.
And then we have to, I think we taped it down in the last time, so that can be a tripping hazard.
Correct.
I'm not sure if we can put a little walkway over it.
You have to somehow secure it so barricade ramp it over. I don't think we have enough ramp to cover 100. But
2x4 on either side, tape down or something?
Yeah, maybe.
You want to go high, right?
Over top, yeah.
We
What does it connect to? Just sort of mission control area? Is that what the power is for? Music?
Either.
Music.
Oh, yeah.
On the stage.
Yeah.
Okay, volunteers. John and Ross to approach people 6 weeks before event. That was kind of, you know, thinking that.
John got a list. I guess talk to my brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put you first on.
And Ross, I think all those people that are assembling and taking down should have a little tool.
Little tool?
Yeah, something like a, are you familiar with the number two Phillips head screwdriver?
Yes. Something like that. Bring your own tool? BYOT?
Yeah, yeah.
Put you on testicles.
He has those.
Yeah, yeah. There's using, it's like a washer, right? So it's all you need.
Well, I don't know. It's something that, you know,
he's got the testicles. He has some of those.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he seems to know the timetable.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make that. That apparent. Because
those things get rusty and it's hard on the fingers.
Yeah. Not an IKEA Allen wrench. That number two close.
Well, that Allen wrench would probably work.
Okay, yeah. But something that helps.
Something metal.
Yeah. We've never used screwdriver. I'm on a tense up a ton of times.
I've me too. I've never
used the screwdriver.
All of our attempts too that we've got now are using only to use the very
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
they're not
yeah, through so many years. The new ones have the little plastic lever, which is a lot easier to operate. So it's still used.
Yeah, I haven't put up one of the new ones that we've got yet, but they're all brand new because we are definitely long in the team that we upgraded them.
Once we finish with them, they won't be brand new anymore.
It's pretty hard. Up and down in a hurry, right? It is pretty rough on hand.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And I'll, you know, try and get as many tools as I can to help anything.
And we don't have the 10 by 15 anymore.
No.
Those are the real.
Unfortunately, I also didn't even have the old, you know, 10 by 14. You know, I could go and grab. We could just make use of them for this run event. They said no, they. I think what they did is they sold parts for something. I don't know what they've done.
Yeah, okay.
They were
and those were the hard ones to put up.
Yeah.
They were so big.
Yeah, if they're heavy, I know enough, so I've put up with it. The 10 by 10 is a lot easier.
Yeah, okay.
That was part of the thinking when they didn't replace the big ones.
Do we have enough tents?
Oh, no.
We do.
Yep. Yeah. Check it.
That's it.
Oh. On the museum, I haven't gone to the fitness pass yet, because Natalia is retiring at the Norris. She didn't want another thing to do, but I'll pleasure. So we asked the question mark.
Right. And that was the idea of them having a booth like a tent and
yeah.
some kind of presentation.
Well, they have their own.
Yeah.
They have, in fact, maybe fit into their, you know, assets there, so yeah. They have five of them.
Where did she go? Is it the end of June?
No, it's later. August.
July.
Oh,
August.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah, so the two contact people, we've added them to John's list. Staff tasks. Okay, Q-Man to move equipment. These are a bunch of toy.
Yes. Yes, we've gotten approval to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Staffing times, availability.
Yeah, we have staff on Sundays. We can shift some staff at times as well. We'll have at least one person to drive the van anyways, for sure. And I don't know how many staff we can have. It's hard to say if we have 3 staff on that day, just on a Sunday anyways. So guaranteed one, a driver and a van.
Okay. Because they were helping a lot with chairs and tents, and that made a huge difference. Our last time out was a huge help.
Yeah. Things have changed a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we really have more than 3. I don't know.
Yeah, we're pulling back a lot on stuff.
Okay, so maybe we're relying more on the volunteer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. 3 staff. Okay, well, that's good to know for the volunteer aspect, because I know in the past, like, some of the volunteers are like, why am I even here?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there wasn't much.
They're staying around and saying, well, I committed to this, and then
nothing to do. Yeah.
Well, initially, we did all the network, because then the town stepped in.
Okay.
There was sort of some confusion there, so we're back to where we were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, because we've got lots of volunteers.
Yeah. And the filtering process is happening right now. John's reaching out to people after 3 years, seeing whether they're still in town or not.
Okay, great. Most of the stuff that we're moving is quite late anyway, like plastic tables, tents, so it's not like it's heavy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, when people show up, they're ready to go, and that's it.
So,
the exception is the 9 tables from St. Stephen's.
Oh.
Okay, so that's the list of the volunteers.
Those are each of those ones from the church. Did someone use this as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. What did we use last year? Did we get a...
How many?
You know, what truck did we use? Did we have to rent a van for that? All those tables.
I can't remember the English truck. We had 4 guys do that.
Yeah, I remember how we, well, the town truck, obviously, so, yeah, I mean, you did all the stuff that comes to your service,
yeah.
But then you bring yours, but those heavy ones, I forget, I can't remember 2 years back.
I should have pushed
but they're heavy, you know, I'm just putting in
oh, yeah.
Same van.
Yeah.
Seems to me there was a rental van.
Yeah.
Well, usually I did use my trailer.
I think we just use that truck for things.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, we'll figure it out. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at our own. So I know someone's got a truck. And Randy, you wouldn't look to be broken in.
4-foot box.
Yeah.
Very small baby truck.
Scratch free.
Yeah. It'll park.
Okay, we'll figure that out. Tony, garbage and recycling cans?
Yes.
For the day? Yep. Staff coverage for the day? The game?
I would say 2 people in a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Like after hours. Like during the day we'll have, you know, an extra person or two, right? Plus garbage pickup and all that kind of stuff. But you know, when it comes to tearing down, I would think we would have at least 2 people.
Max two.
That'd be you and somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 for the tear down. Okay, emphasis on volunteers, I mean. Which is good. The Canada 150 flags, do we know where they are?
I haven't seen them yet, but I'm going to go up to Ferber Storage after this and go on a closer look and dig through there.
That's Ferber Bathroom.
Yeah. I have to look for some family day stuff as well, so.
Okay. Because, yeah, they were great. They
yeah.
had a flag for sure. And we thought to do the flag straight down to the paddle boards, which we'll get to, but that really includes them and all the food clearly into the event. So those are pretty great to have. And Ann was inviting the RCMP to attend with the booth.
Yes, they're pleased to attend and they'll be there. So I think originally we had asked for, I don't know, it was actually a family day I reached out and also they said about the bicycles. We were hoping to get them on bicycles and we were hoping to have the bicycles at that family day, at beach day as well. But they are looking forward to having an actual booth there, so.
Super. Okay. Qualicum Secondary School. Ed.
Yes. So I haven't had a lot of luck with the zero waste students. I think they are involved in multiple activities. We do have the Rome students that are interested in participating in Family Day, having a booth about sustainability. I just don't know how many of them will be around in the summertime. So there are other community groups that I could also approach about doing some kind of recycling garbage sorting for that day. If that's, if I can't get the students, being that it's summer, would that be all right? To have like it is Communities Protecting Our Coast or someone else that might be willing to have some people there.
More the merrier. Back to Tony, like with the recycling, I just wasn't sure. Like if we've got bins that are, you know, for cans and bottles and then garbage over here, what are we separating them? Sort of, I wasn't sure, what are we separating out or what do we need to separate?
Well, my understanding is that there tends to be a lot of cross-contamination and everything ends up going in the garbage landfill, you know, a lot of stuff. Especially around the food areas, if you, my understanding is that there would there be green bins, Tony?
That's where we have a problem with the cross-contamination. So if it is contaminated, we can't send it into the food waste. So at least we would have the blue bins for the cans and the bottles. I mean, that's a big thing, like just removing that from the garbage stream is huge. And most people just do that anyway. I don't think it's a... People understand what a blue bin is for, so I would think blue bins and garbage bins, you can have good success with that. I'm not sure about the green bins. And we don't have proper sized green bins anyways, we don't have very many of them. And it's just a matter of getting them picked up as well. We don't have a pickup at the town hall.
Great.
We should. And we should, you know, work towards that, but at this time we don't have that.
So we've got lots of the recycle bins, the blue bins, and garbage cans. Do you think that works yet? Or do we need more?
No, that's fine. I mean, the compost will rot in the garbage landfill anyways, I guess, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
So where do we leave that then, as far as getting additional hands on? Is there a need for that, I guess?
Well, if we don't have the proper storage for the, or pickup for the green bins anyways, I don't know if there's much point.
Okay, so we'll just kind of leave that then? Is that the idea?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Ross, the application to St. John's.
St. John's Ambulance, that's the report last time that you submitted the application to Outgroup, sent to Vancouver, sent it to Matt. And Amo has responded, thanking us for our request. They will look at it at the next meeting to see if they have sufficient volunteers to cover it. They have a scarcity of volunteers. And so had a serious loss of members, working hard at rebuilding those members to serve the community. So that is the reply. If it does happen, they will accept a $200 donation, which I imagine wouldn't be an issue, but it's not assured. And so I'll keep you posted. I'll follow up with him. Whether I get that May 3rd, so I'll follow up at the end of the month.
Okay. See where we are. So there's no way to know for sure, I guess, at this point, whether they're...
He is not forthcoming, Ken Swain from the Isles, so I have his numbers, so I'll call.
Okay.
And we should be able to, you know, determine for sure one way or the other by next month, next week.
Is there an alternative to that?
No question.
Like if they can't?
Have they always been a presence at half beach days?
No.
Okay, and how did we manage the days, the years when they were not presents? Just went without.
Sometimes we had firefighters, but they're not available now because they say things are shorthanded. Other times we had a tent, which has someone there with that first aid kit. Because all we've had, to my knowledge, correct me, I've had one cut leg, right, the last time, and pretty minor stuff. You know, anything serious, you're going to call the ambulance or anyway, so.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice to have, but certainly not a must. Okay.
If you're a CMP, the first aid kit.
Yeah.
Another train, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we find a trained industrial first aid volunteer or something like that, that just happens to be, which we put out the call for as a backup. I'm sure, you know, there's possibilities for that. Having said that, is there a first aid kit that's available?
Anyone? We can buy one. We actually had one and it kind of vanished, so I just put it with, it got wrapped up in the takeaway, so it's somewhere in storage.
Yeah.
At least by another month. You're only, you can buy them for like $20,
$30. Yeah, okay. I mean, that might be a plan B if we have to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the town has first aid kits as well.
Okay.
We could provide one.
So we just have to match that with the first single to
yeah.
take care of the patients. We'll do that in the plan B.
Okay. Tony, what about the bylaw about clearing campers at the beach?
That's kind of a tough one. I haven't got a definite answer on that.
Okay.
First of all, it would entail overtime on the bylaw officer to go out the evening before, and there are also rights for people to shelter if they don't have a place to live. So,
but don't they have to be out at 7 a.m. in the day?
I don't know.
I thought it was 11 to 7. Like 11
to 7. Look at it around it. Tino has signs everywhere. There's a Tino.
Yeah.
I can't my letter to town, but I do have everything.
Is it you're talking about in Pacific Rim?
Well, all of Tino everywhere. Right. No overnight candidates.
Yeah.
You have sandwich boards in town.
Yeah.
Like, they just have
to go. And usually they probably offer you on bus.
I think we need to book.
On bus, and they also charge up to $100 for a camping site. To
yeah.
Down.
So we're still working on it. No definite answers, but we'll try to have something for you next month. But yeah, if there is something that says the campers have to be out by 7 a.m., then...
So it can't be that, then when you say you're allowed to camp. If we're saying you can be out by 7, that means that you're allowed to camp.
That's true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're kind of in a transition with like the 150 parking spots along the highway and the 6 or 8 full-time RV spots, maybe down at the end of the bay or something like that. We're kind of in the transition this year of allowing camping or maybe promoting it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can't answer to that, so,
yeah.
Well, that the media makes that they're not allowing camping.
Oh, really?
You know that.
Okay.
Right? And they're not allowing. They're going forward but not having camping.
That was the discussion, but it hasn't come back to a regular council meeting yet. That was at the Committee of the Whole. Yeah. So no decision's been made on that, but that was where, definitely the way council was leaning. Let's just say that.
Makes sense.
Tony, isn't there signs down there that indicate that?
There are signs. I can't tell you what they say. There are
signs
on the side of the benches.
Only a few left. They seem to have disappeared.
Oh.
Okay, well we'll figure that out later. I just added the rocks with the dump tank, and there was talk last time about the 4.5 foot measurement.
Yeah.
As far as going into the dump
tank.
Yeah,
I'll do something similar.
Okay, so Peter's good for that. And that was kind of the deal with the town insurance. They're okay. They don't need the waiver, but the kids have to be 4.5 feet tall because the water is 4 feet tall.
Like a good rule. Ground children.
So, and we secured the dump tank, right?
We secured the dump tank. Your contact fire department, dump tank. The reason we have these hopes, I have not done that. That's on my list. So.
Okay. Anything else before we get into marketing and advertising?
We should be looking forward to having a map ready for the next meeting, a layout map. It's time to start moving. I think that's in the hands of the town. They have the software to, we have it in, you know, from a few years, and you start to plot where everything goes.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good for us to work with, you know, our town colleagues and get that map drafted for next meeting so we can actually begin to go into the specifics, where do things go and, you know, where is the music and so forth.
And we've got a template from last year. Like,
it's the only lot of work is the AU sense thing. And just, for example, if we have a decision on cost turnaround, we just parking area, motorcycle parking area, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, dunk tank.
Like we've added the paddle, by the way, the paddle boarding, he's offered to do it for free. He's offering free paddle boards for the afternoon.
Yeah. And then, you know, there may be an opportunity for a couple of volunteers out there with him. Mickey, very enthusiastic fellow, had originally indicated that he might do 2 hours of free paddle boarding for kids. Left it with him. He gave me a call back 5 minutes after that and said, look, what the heck, let's just do the whole thing. So that's right on board. Now, he's right at the far end, so, you know, that's there goes back to the slides. There will be a case of, you know, pushing people down there, but there should be enough stuff down there with the food vendors and things like that. So it's a low tide, so, you know, you got to walk out the beach a fair ways, but it's perfect for kids, right? And that, even if they're just riding around and getting their first sense of it, it's good for everybody. So.
And that's something else we can probably write on that seawalls, right? Like
yeah.
Dan was saying, you know, the chalkboard artist too.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got the right
direction. Approach where he's got little kids and all that, so he's ready to go.
Good.
And we've got lots of those Canada 150 flags, like as far as extending them down, just make sure everybody knows, past the shore, down to the paddleboarding.
Absolutely.
That's great. Good for the business.
Looked at the right way. It's an investment. It's a pretty cheap investment and good look. That's great.
Yeah. The only other thing I could think of is the food. I think we've got Nakarama, Matt, and Kim, I guess. Nakarama, and they were going to find somebody else. It was that hot dog guy from years past. He wasn't sure if the hot dog guy was committed. That's our last game. And then the fourth, as far as activities and that kind of stuff.
I've got a list of activities now.
Okay.
I can either send them to you or I can
speak as loud louder. Let's talk about it.
Gotta get logged back in here.
That's great. Like, you guys have been a big part of this, and focus on family and little kids and stuff.
Yeah, so we have basically have a couple of managers who oversee different areas, and so our manager for young, for our early childhood services, they are going to be there with an obstacle course for children 8 and under, a family-friendly parachute games in the sand, so that's those big parachutes that kids play under. It's not one that kids get dropped out of a plane.
That's been popular.
Yeah, has it? Oh, good. Get sparkly and take your pick from a variety of glitter or glow in the dark tattoos. So there'll be those, and then I did notice somewhere else there was the big bubbles. Our youth people thought they were going to bring bubble mania. So I don't know if having 2 bubble stations is necessary or if the more the merrier.
There was somebody was looking into again, Matt was, I think, kind of
I thought it was on the action list.
So we have the morning club has given us the one. We have the recipe.
Right.
We just have to put it to our members to see if someone will take it on and come up and do it.
Right. Well, if not, we're available to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so just to be clear, then it sounds like not doubling up on the bubbles because we got the ones and the recipe and that kind of stuff. It does.
I don't even know what date this is.
July 17th.
Thank you.
Monday, July 17th. News.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the question is, was. I mean, this is the big bubble, the big one.
Yeah,
that's a big one. So I don't know what your guys.
I'll double check. We can do it anyway.
Yeah,
we'll do it. Yeah, there'll be some rock painting and building mobiles out of shells.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need me to forward the list?
Sure.
Anywhere to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Or Brandy.
Great stuff, Howard.
Yeah.
Hey. Great cute stuff.
Yeah.
And you guys are really a cool package from day one, right? You're the ones that help us get going.
Okay.
Very much, you know, you kind of signed on your predecessors. Yeah. It'd be very helpful to have you, all the young people you bring in. It'd be very much appreciated.
Good.
Here's the map next time. Usually you go off on the left, kind of looking out to sea, and then the bulk, giant bulk will kind of go off to the right, and then the skydivers come over on further on the right, away from everybody, so you don't want to land on anybody, but they like to land on sand.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, before we'll go out in July and look at where the sand is and where the gravel is, because it's almost the incentive, right? But you keep moving all the time. So it's always a bit of a last minute, you know, change. And some of you discover the sandbar that was there last week isn't there anymore.
Right.
So you have to have the thing on the beach, right? So,
well, we'll take your guidance on that.
Your
best position. Yeah. And I'll certainly be available for your patient help putting up tables or tents or whatever. So.
Do you want it all on the beach, or some on the beach, some on the ground? Well, except for the tattooing and the body painting and the face painting and all that kind of stuff, was the big hit up on the grass, like long lineups.
Okay. I'll double check. I thought people were saying it was all done on the beach before, but yeah. Right, we go on the beach there.
We're going to need some tents too.
Yeah.
So we always had esplanade used for most of those events.
Okay.
The ones that have to be on sand will be out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll get lineups.
Okay.
It'll be popular.
So we need a tent then.
Yeah, we got lots of tents, tables,
good,
all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
obviously, at one end we have the environmental things, you know, the touch tanks and the display.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of segues into face painting.
Okay.
And then it segues into music at the end. So it's kind of like moody end,
mm-hmm.
quiet end,
mm-hmm.
and then the interregnum. So we kind of try to separate out the different activities. And it seems to work that way. People can choose which one interests them the most.
Good. Well, look forward to the map.
Yeah, the map out. When you look at that, you kind of think,
yes.
I'd like to hear all that.
Get a visual on it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Brandy, so that's something, that information will be there somewhere with you guys as far as your previous map. And so maybe for next meeting you can bring that. And all we've done in the past is that you guys have printed it off. We just kind of stared at it and thought, well, let's move this over here and this over here, kind of stuff.
Okay. I'll take a look around for it.
Okay, it'll be there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So mapping.
And then if you need some help to kind of, you know, what goes where, Tom or any of us here can sit down with you and kind of, we can kind of spot things out where we think they're going to go. It'll look pretty similar to last time.
Okay.
There'll be some, you know, some upcoming this year, some are, so there'll be some changes.
Yeah.
And then, for example, I did contact the fisheries officer about bringing his boat and trailer. And they're kind of open to it. But it's a big event, and we have to make provision for that if they decide to be before it comes. But that's a detail, right, that we can kind of plan for.
So go ahead and map after your site meeting.
Well, just thinking about, we're kind of getting close, right? Here it is May. We've got really two more meetings.
Yeah.
I think the map's going to be pretty straightforward.
It'll
be a shuffle a little bit, but
I agree.
I've got the old newspaper one from
last time and stuff, and, you know, we can stare at it, you know, beforehand. It'd be pretty straightforward, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we've got two more meetings.
Can I just ask a quick question? I just, looking back, it says it's under tables and chairs, the rotary is confirmed. Do you know who this is?
Mike? Yeah.
Mike Huss?
Mike
Huss. Okay, it's a
fun story. Yeah, there's contact there, but, he's been very useful in the past.
I don't know. I don't think we're using rotary tables.
Well, I just put the morning club is ceasing to exist, and it's we're melding into the club. So some of the stuff that's maybe on my and I just want to make sure that I know if you're counting on tables and rotary club, I need to know that.
Okay.
So I'll talk to my cop and ask him.
Sure. Yeah. I keep in touch with every these days, so. Yeah.
And, but it's just a bit of a change in the rotary. So
yeah. Okay.
I think we have enough there, but it's nice to have it off.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Thanks.
Sorry.
It almost seems to run out. Just last minute, people are running around looking for more tables and more chairs. And even though we think we planned for it, we all seem to be looking.
We have more tables through ours now, too, than we have last year. We took like 2 weeks.
Yeah. It'd be nice to leave behind those great big heavy tents from the church. They're really strong. They'll last forever, but they're built with heavy plywood, with heavy metal.
I've had
lost an answer a lot.
But
you have those little heavy brass plates.
Yeah.
And then,
well, three of them very used to make it.
Yeah. And you need it, yeah.
Let's see.
I'll just show Randy, like, this is, because Randy's new, and so this is the map. This is the map that we're talking about. Right? Okay. Okay, let's see. Neighbors, Quality Beach Magazine. That's done. In the story, provided 10 photographs and the poster. It's interesting, you know, with print media, the photos have to be of a certain size, a certain minimum size. Their minimum was 650 kilobytes, which limited it somewhat. But anyway, they've got 10 really good photographs. It went right back to 2012 with stuff. That's done. The PTV News 4-page wrap. I sent them 16 photographs because their minimum was 300 dots per inch. And so they've got that. They've got immediate release from the poster. Are we coming on the sale?
I've got Smithson for the banner now, from Frank.
Okay.
Buttonson down. And I've got 3 confirmed justices and a couple more babies. But it's a bit early for a lot of those people to commit because that deadline's not till the beginning of July. So I'm going to be on it again. But it's like just a task right now.
Okay. What about other, because I had to kind of branch out and think a little bit out of the box. Like, a lot of it's real estate. But then, you know, well, Susan Stark isn't here anymore, but, like, you know, her shop downtown where the art gallery is now, like, she did it. And I was able to fill it up pretty easily with just kind of filling in some of the gaps with some shop owners and that kind of stuff. Anyway, the burger place next door, maybe, or
like I say, I'll
stuff like that.
It's been feeling that I've been putting it out there, but nobody—it's just that little bit too far off for some of those to commit. So, yeah, get in touch with me a little bit soon. You know, closer to the time.
That's realtors.
Yeah.
Like hurting us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I have got someone actually pinned down, so if I do people.
Or more say, yeah. You know. Yes,
I'm thinking too. There's some new businesses in town that might want a little bit of advertising.
Exactly.
Well, the pub, and then there's a new one opening at Beach and Second, and there's the skate shop, and like you know,
there's new furniture. The new ones. There's the new barber shop. There's quite a few different ones that have popped up in the last year or so.
It's great advertising for them. paddleboard guy. I don't know. He's already providing free paddleboards, but he might. And Nancy's the contact, and Nancy's got the price list. Like,
yeah, I don't have it with me today, but yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. And so, just so you know, so the deal is, if we don't sell those ads, like it's $1,700 to, well, it was $1,700, it's probably more than that now, but the town, or the newspaper is looking for $1,700 worth of advertisements, the edges of this thing, and if we don't do it, then the price goes way up on each individual, because they have to send the sales team out, and they work on commission. Right? They're not working for free. But that's the deal with that.
You usually want to position it as you don't want to miss out on a community opportunity.
Well, exactly.
They don't think you can look at it as a dollar.
Yeah, it's great exposure. Hey, Sam, great suggestion.
Yeah. Okay. Iron Radio. Okay, so we've got some decisions to make here. And so actually I've written two ads, two radio spots. So Island Radio is providing us with $1,085 value for free. Island Radio and the Patterson's Media Group are being hugely supportive of this event. So that $1,085 freebie is six live announcer mentions July 11 to 17, an email blast to Beach Club members. They've got a lot of members out there. And an interview. That's the free part. The part that we pay, and I said we were paying about $210 in the past, and so they tried to keep it to something similar to that. So we've got two options. One option is a 30-second ad. That'll play 28 times over 7 days prior to the event, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the second option is a 15-second ad, but instead of 28 ads, we get 44 ads. And we get an extra 4 days. It's an 11-day campaign as opposed to a 7-day campaign. And so that's what I'm asking you, is they're both about the same. They're about $240 each. I'm myself am leaning towards option two. That's 44 ads, that's 28 ads. And like that's nowhere near what we've got in the past. Like this is amazing what they're preparing to do, you know, for us. Like that's huge value. And the thing is with advertising is just almost a little subliminal pop more times.
Yeah.
It's kind of
promotion is the key, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
And buy more popcorn. Buy more popcorn. What was that flash? So it sort of made sense to me, but I'm asking you. 28 ads, 30-second ad, or 44 ads, 15 seconds. And with the 44 extra days.
Well, I'd go with the second option. I agree with you.
Okay. Let's do that. And the ad says, so I'm all stuck. I have a terrible hay fever. This Sunday, today, that's just the day, today's ad. This Sunday is Beach Day in Quality Beach, surf music. Playing Quality Seagull on Quality Beach Waterfront for the 9th annual Quality Beach Day event. There'll be lots of free activities and family fun for all ages. It's Sunday, today, on that day. From noon till 4, details at qualitybeach.com/beachday. And that takes them to the town website, that with all the details. So this is just a short, little 15-second snapshot. A lot more information, go to the town website. That's basically it. Good? Okay, let's do that. Okay, a little aside, Okay, so we're doing a four-page spread with the newspaper. And really the newspaper is kind of a 55 plus. Young people don't read that newspaper. They will read it online, but they probably don't grab the actual physical paper and read it. I do, but I'm over 55. So we've got two radio options. The Beach is 88.5. That's really a 20 to 55 step. And they don't read the newspaper. And then the Lounge is 99.9. That's a 55 plus. They do read the newspaper, and we are spending money on the newspaper as it is. So I think we should go with the 88.5, the younger crowd, because they're not newspaper readers. That's the idea. We go to the Beach. I've listened to both. I prefer the Beach, 88.5, but that's the idea. If we've got two local radio stations, that we go with the Beach because it's a younger crowd, and the newspaper is going to get picked up by the 55 plusers. Good? Okay. Good. Newcomers is coming June 14th. The Times is calling us. I set out that links page. That's kind of a nifty little thing. That Quality of the Seagull, that little snippet, you guys have all seen that. And you click there, and again, it goes to the town website for each day. And that's $250 for 2,500 impressions. And that starts June 25th.
Well, what's an impression?
An impression?
Yeah, $25 impression.
Okay, so if you go to the Times columnist, mm-hmm. the newspaper, the digital version, which in reality more people are going to the digital, I like to hang on to a newspaper myself, but and you go, well, they've got a section in there. It's like, you know, what's going on? You know, let's say Vancouver Island. Oh, Parksville Quality of the Beach. Click. That's an impression. And so we're paying for 2,500 clicks, basically, from June 25 to July 17. So kind of in that multiplier. We can buy more, but that was our previous budget was about $250. And so I asked them to basically keep it to the same. But that's it. It's 2,500 clicks. Okay. Okay. What else? The only other thing is with the PTV, they're not doing because of the pandemic. In the past, we've advertised in What's on Digest. This goes out to all the restaurants and stuff. This isn't happening. There aren't enough events scheduled, like with pandemic or post-pandemic and stuff. But what they are doing, and we will give, is the Oasis, of course. And they've got a What's on stuff to do page, so we'll be in that. And then the actual newspaper itself, they're just slowly kind of getting back into it, because events are slowly starting to announce they're going to do stuff. There's a one-pager that'll go in the newspaper itself called What's On. It's a What's On page, they call it. So they're doing that. Let's see. That's it.
So what about restaurants, tabletop, teepees? Can we discuss that?
No.
Should we?
I don't know. It's it's a cost. I forget what we paid for that.
Mm-hmm. I would doubt we're going to need to do that, Peter, because it's going to be quite a pent-up demand, I think. And the event is quite well known, right? People do know about it. So that was a kind of a launch for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say we don't need to. We'll still get 2,000 or 3,000 people on.
Did you get school? A blog to press release to all the school secretaries?
We haven't.
But at the end, like in June, it's happening. You know, that's your market right there. You know, history school.
Yeah,
good.
The Jewish School District 69 have those in class to go.
Yeah. Okay. Good idea.
They already answered you. Another one.
Yeah.
There's your other, there's your kids too.
Yeah. Yeah, Colleen's a good contact for that. Okay, I'll do that. Anything else?
Tony, a question for you. The wireframes for identifying the locations of each canopy are displayed on there. Who were those are?
Uh-oh. They're
like, the whole event takes you 5 minutes to walk from one end to the other end.
I'm talking about the, for the setting up, just so for people know where they're going to go.
Okay, for the setup, yeah. They know what we talked about in the past.
Yeah.
There's the dump tank. That's
the setup there. Some people still say they'd like to have a map available for close at the end, right? Surprising. We still look at what's coming. And you know, a schedule.
It's amazing.
When are things going to happen? When does the music start? When does the sky guy may come? You know, when does the beat singing going to happen?
Yeah. Well, because we've done that on the, I've used my open house for it.
Yeah.
With a schedule.
Right. Exactly. That's what we do. They keep it simple.
Yeah. Right? And the town prints that off.
Yeah.
It's a big, 3 feet by 4 feet kind of a deal. And there's your schedule.
But we sort of have an information tent too, don't we? Go out with the first day person. Somebody there dispensing that information.
Yeah, we have. We've had a couple of people there. Yeah. I mean, really, it's a confined area. Like, it's a pretty small area. Just walk down there and figure it out. You hear music? I mean, the music's playing.
No, I don't know. I thought I'm a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, doing a great job. If we take the song further. Instagram is where they should be.
Yeah. Has anyone ever heard of the Harbor Living website? like a Best on that garage. It's like one of the first ones to pop up.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really good. It has everything in there, and it has different themes, like family themes or music. Harbor Living.
Living.
Yeah, you should check it out.
And another one that's really good is the personal quote from Tourism.
Okay. Yes, that's true.
Well, they had an Instagram. They have quite an active Instagram.
Yeah, they've got a lot of really good stuff on there.
Yeah.
I don't need to send them to Instagram.
No, no, not just as you do, but maybe they. We could ask them to.
Yeah.
They also have a special events kit that people can borrow. So if you need extra safety vests or tables or tents or pylons or whatever, they have a kit that they loan out to people in the community that are putting on special events. So
they?
The Parkville Qualicum Tourist Association, Tourism.
Oh.
If there's stuff that's missing, I can forward the list to Tom, what's available through them. If that works.
There's some Instagram people.
Okay, and here's there's another page to this action list here. Let's just kind of skim through this. Mosaic, I've got it covered. The Shady Rest, food vouchers. David's got that coverage.
We need it, right?
Matt Greedlove was to approach local shops for vouchers. Not sure about that. We tried that back in the early days, asking merchants for money, basically, and it really didn't go over very well.
People come to the beach and then they take off. It's a long-term investment.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the economy is for a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
You need to come off 2 years of pandemic.
Yeah.
The Shores, Howard and Ross, to follow up again at some point with the Shores.
Yeah, you and I were at that meeting. But
yeah, I think they're all set.
Yeah, it was pretty indeterminate. I think her concern was staffy. She was just sort of getting her head around it. So what would you be looking for from that? So special menu items or?
No. Just came up at a meeting to follow up with them again. Just they're kind of the anchor for the food thing. We did agree in the last meeting to have the other food vendors there on the blacktop, which is what she wanted.
As a food court type of
thing. Yeah. I don't know, maybe just to let them know that we're going to do that.
Okay, great. Yeah, absolutely.
David James got the application in for RDN.
Doesn't want to until June. Yeah.
Hey. Councillor Skipsey, First Nation involvement. Hey, you know what? I was thinking about that, Ann, and I sent you that photograph the other day. And that was our grand opening 2012. That photograph. Chief and everybody was there in the regalia and the drumming and stuff. In this era of reconciliation, might that be something that they might be willing to do again? It was so impressive.
It was. That was a beautiful moment, I thought.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Julissa was down there, you know, introducing everybody. I don't know what Michael's condition is right now, but it's kind of it's a big deal with Michael coming back and, who knows? Maybe Scott could introduce them or something, you know? That's why I did that photograph, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I know that Chief Rakelma is planning on being part of Family Day, and I believe we do have the child care group having an exhibit at Family Day as well, so I'll leave that opportunity to approach them about Beach Day and whether they would do the same. Or have that that big welcome for everybody at Beach Day. I'm happy to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Let's see. Okay, so Brandy, you were going to follow up with the mayor about the invitation to Chief Rakelma.
Yes, I gave an invitation to the mayor to deliver to Chief Rakelma. This past weekend, the weekend before, I don't know what they're responsible yet. Okay. I'll follow up on that.
Okay. Matt was to confirm the hot dog vendor in Nakarama. find out next time. Leaders in training.
No, that's all in hand. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all good. Stream keepers.
Yeah.
Good. how are to communicate with Rotary regarding jungle or giant bubbles? We've done that. You cool an aquarium is off. You know that, right? And the museum involvement we discussed. And the measuring device for the dunk tank, we talked about that. Graham Barrett is coming on his fossil exhibit.
That's quite tough.
Yeah.
You're much more persuasive than I.
Well, I think I've pricked his feathers pretty good. And, well, he is such a unique guy, and his specimens, it was world-class stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, he knuckled under. Anyway, so.
He's a good one to talk about. If he gets an audience, he's pretty good with that.
Yeah. the young professional, Matt was going into that. Sure.
You were going to use the duct tape for me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's it. Tank down. Dump tank.
Yeah, supervising.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rasa, dump tank's kind of your baby. That was one thing that, yeah. Well, the one thing that has been discussed is, and they've done it in the past, is young professionals were there to kind of supervise and kind of help the kids and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. We have that Anne from?
Angie.
Angie, yeah, right?
Angie, very much. Yeah.
She's enthusiastic about taking on the management of the on-site thing, but certainly
okay.
Additional to it. Angie Reesmuth, right?
Reesmuth, the W.
Reesmuth, okay, got it.
Can you check with Matt on that? Because you guys might be doubling up or something.
Was there a mess on that as well?
Yeah, well, we'll do that. Here, young professional start to take down.
Okay.
That would be good.
Set up.
And we've got the fire department to fill up the dump tank. Okay, and regarding the jump ground tank availability. And I think Ross has kind of taken over that. Yeah, okay. So Ross, you've got that. And Howard, you confirm the sources. Still, and we've got that. Right?
Right, so the fire department.
They have not been
confirmed. That will help next time. You can see how it works together. Right. It helps the people life will help them.
Okay, so Ross, you're gonna contact the fire department on that one?
Yes. Yeah, they crack up the tree.
Anything else?
Well, I have one thought for next year, not this year. David would say this comes from me in the far right zone, which says that I spend most of my time in a stilt contest.
A which?
Stilt walking contest. Or stilt teaching. Like, Howard is probably very good at this.
It's not too late for the year.
He's
got
a couple of
minutes.
So this kind of team, I would make two sets of stilts, one for smaller people and one for, say, 2 feet high.
On the sand.
Okay.
Yes, on the sand.
I'll take it on the hard sand. Probably work on the hard sand. But more, probably on the grass. But anyhow, there's a liability issue. It's a bit tricky.
Like raisins?
Well, you could have it. I know. It depends how this develops. For next year. More thought required. But anyhow.
And confirm that first aid capacity.
Well, anyhow, I don't know where I feel, but it's
a 1-800 soup feeder.
Well, you can start with the tin cans, right? The coffee cup, the coffee tin, with the string, and the kids' little ones start with that.
You have a volunteer to help you, Peter? Well, I don't know that game, but...
Yeah, so it's basically the same thing, but they start on soldiers. Yeah, on strength, and they have the kids hold them, and then that's the stilt, and it's just on.
Oh,
and they graduate to the next.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of poles.
I know, but this would be the third.
You could do that. Yeah, okay.
Safety first.
Yeah.
I think you're in left field, not right field.
I don't know. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Seconder?
That's right. There we go.
Don't go to second for adjournment.